Now that the Christmas rush is behind us, the wrapping paper is all crammed back into the garbage can or into the recycling. Everybody's probably breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. The rush is over. And perhaps that sigh can be heard coming to us over the centuries from Reverend Joseph Marr of St. Nicholas Church, who composed on Christmas Eve under a great crush, Silent Night. He got to the church for the Christmas evening program of music and discovered that the organ was not working. The mice had eaten the bellows. So there was a soundless organ, and he had to come up with something to fill in. And so he sat down and he penned the words of Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, and excuse my German. I learned it from Hungarian with my mountain accent. So I'm sure my German is awful, and nobody would be able to understand it. Nevertheless, the schoolmaster and church organist Franz Guber put his words to a melody. And that night, when they were supposed to be having their Christmas program of music, the pastor and the organist together sang Silent Night for the first time to the accompaniment of a guitar. But that wasn't the end of the story, because, of course, the organ still needed to be repaired. And the organ repairman came along, and he heard the music, saw the song, and he asked for a copy of it. And as he went around the countryside repairing organs, he would share this little piece of music called Silent Night. Finally, somebody picked it up, named the Stasser family, and they had a dual occupations. They made gloves, but they also sang at folk festivals and fairs. And so they sang Silent Night in Leipzig at a fair. And the rest of the story is probably easily imagined by all of us, because now it has been sung in congregations around the world in many languages besides the German. And it's just not Christmas Eve if somewhere in that evening service we don't sing Silent Night, especially to candlelight. And so this morning, without candlelight, we are going to sing Silent Night, which is number 80 in the Presbyterian hymnal. I'm sorry, 60. I can't even read my own print. Number 60.